Live from NPR News in New York, I'm Jack Spear. House Republicans have hit a wall on a partisan deal to keep the government open next month. NPR's Claudio Grisales reports House Republican leaders sent members home to their districts without a clear plan days ahead of a shutdown deadline.
The House Majority Whip told members that the lower chamber was going into recess, but it's unclear when they'll return. All week, House Republicans have struggled to get on the same page on a stopgap funding deal just within their own party. Different factions of the conference argued the spending measure should be as conservative as possible, but they remain divided on whether to provide aid for public disasters or the war in Ukraine. Absent some sort of agreement, the government will go into a shutdown October 1. Senate Democrats have warned that any temporary funding plan needs to be bipartisan and that any partisan plan is dead on arrival. Claudia Grisales, NPR News.
The school building in Parkland, Florida, where a former student killed 17 people and injured 17 others in 2018, will be demolished next summer. WLRN's Gerard Alpert reports local school officials made the announcement today.
The long-awaited demolition of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School building will happen immediately after the current school year ends. The building has remained largely untouched for more than 5.5 years, so it could be used as evidence during the shooter trial. The interior was left as it was in the aftermath of the shooting, with jurors touring its hallways during the sentencing phase. And last month, members of Congress did the same. In between, loved ones were finally allowed to enter and retrieve belongings of those killed. The Broward County School Board has not yet signaled what will become of the property. For NPR News, I'm Gerard Albert III in Fort Lauderdale.
TikTok is facing discrimination claims by two black employees. They say after they filed complaints with HR, they were fired. NPR's Derek Hur has more.
The two TikTok employees didn't know each other and worked in different offices, but they had similar experiences. Both say they were given worse jobs than their white counterparts and were excluded from meetings and talked down to by managers. One of the workers, Nete Matima, says she was called a racial epithet behind her back.
It's like you against the world in these situations, and you're mocked and you're being ridiculed. It brings you to a very dark place.
When the workers complained to human resources, they say they faced retaliation and were fired. Now they have filed a class action discrimination case against TikTok with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. TikTok didn't respond to a request for comment. Derek Kerr, NPR News.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street, the Dow down 370 points today. You're listening to NPR. Convicted murderer Alex Murdaugh has pleaded guilty in federal court to financial crimes. Today's court appearance, the first time the disbarred attorneys admitted responsibility for a crime before a judge. Murdaugh is currently serving a life sentence without parole for killing his wife and son, despite adamantly denying he carried out the double murder. He pleaded guilty to 22 counts of financial fraud and money laundering, will be sentenced at a later date, meaning even if his murder conviction were to be overturned, he'll likely spend years, if not decades, in prison. Auction bids on an iconic collar worn by the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg reached almost $200,000 today. But as NPR's Kristen Wright reports, the sale has not made it across the finish line yet.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg famously wore the Pegasus collar in her official portrait taken in 2018 when she returned to the bench after a bad fall. The Potomac Company auction house describes the layered silver metallic feathered collar as evoking power and strength. The highest bid was $195,000, but that's less than the amount the confidential seller and the auction house were willing to accept. Elizabeth Weinstein, owner of the Potomac Company, says now they're accepting private offers.
It represents her rising back up as a strong woman fighting for gender and equality.
Ginsburg wore her many intricate collars on the bench. The Pegasus was said to be a favorite. Kristen Wright, NPR News, Washington.
Crude oil futures prices moved somewhat lower in choppy trading. Oil ending the session down 3 cents a barrel to $89.63 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in New York.